I love a good poem. And I have to say one of my favorites is by Robert Frost. I imagine in 1915, that's what Frost wrote, one of the most beloved poems, The Road Not Taken. And a friend of mine, I looked at his website and he cited a particular verse from Matthew, but this. Anyway, Robert Frost, he actually wrote it kind of as a joke to tease his friend Edward Thomas about his indecisiveness, his inability to make a choice. And a lot of people that would read this poem, and I have to admit, my first reading of the poem, I took it maybe as a clarion call to choose the right path in life, the path that most people do not take. Let's go to the end of the poem, and it says, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. In my life, in our lives, we have to make decisions every day. Big ones, little ones, what to eat for breakfast, you know, who to marry, how many children to have. You know, there's a lot of this. But in that Matthew, this is what kind of brought this into enter through the narrow gates, that sort of thing. Matthew 7:13-14 says, enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many may enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. My buddy, one of my Bible study buddies, brought this to my, I've not read this verse. There are so many parts of the Bible that I'm, but as soon as I heard it, I wrote down numbers, music. It was so musical. But anyway, Jesus makes it clear that we all stand at a spiritual crossroad. In most points, most coinky dinks in our life, there are two choices in front of us. There's the wide path. The wide path leads to hell. The second, the narrow path leads to eternal life in heaven. You come to a crossroads. And what the Robert Frost story specifically in the narrative was, the path less taken. We'll come back to that. It's a very interesting story. And that has made all the difference. That is in the narrative. Thank you for listening.